As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? That's right. Go see Smith Indoor Garden. You want to take that grow to the next level. As they describe it, big, sticky, shock absorber-sized buds or big old tomatoes. It doesn't matter what you want to grow, though. Either way, they are your growing headquarters. So go see them. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford.
I don't know how many times we have to read stories like this before maybe people stop doing this. I don't know. Maybe it'll never stop because there's idiots everywhere. Some guy in Texas was enjoying a classy night at the luxurious St. Regis Hotel in Houston. This was last Friday night when something happened that ruined his night. Hunter, what do you think? Maybe possibly ruined his night at this luxury hotel.
A lot of things that can ruin your night.
Yeah?
A lot of things that can ruin your night at a hotel in Houston. Let's see. Drank too much, possibly?
That might have been part of it, but no, not as bad as drinking is not as bad as what happened.
Enlighten me, because I have no idea which direction this is going to go.
At this luxury St. Regis Hotel, he shot himself in the penis.
Right there. What happened?
It's unclear exactly what happened, but the police said that the guy was either unpacking the gun or pulling it from his pants when it went off.
Come on. It's one thing when my dad, when I was really little, said, wherever you point that thing, you intend to kill.
I feel like this starts to be...
I don't want to kill my penis, that's for sure.
This needs to be questions that are asked before someone takes it. You know, they do the background check, and then before they hand that gun over, they go, okay, sir, Matt, at any point, are you going to put this gun in your waistband? Unsecured. And if they say yes, take the gun back. Take the gun back. All right?
Here's an easy thing. All right? Have a gun right there. And if you're wondering if somebody should be handling a gun or not, just say, hey, pick that up. And if they pick it up and put their finger on their trigger right off the bat, take that gun away from them and put it back down.
Make sure it's not loaded at that point. All right.
Some people don't understand what those things are for. God, it's not a toy.
Waving it around. Yeah, this is great. Yeah, I love this thing.
It's cool, isn't it? Taking selfies.
All we know about the guy is that he's described as a quote unquote young man, and it sounds like he will survive. He was listed in serious but stable condition. Under state law, by the way, it must be noted. Law passed in Texas last year, hotels can't prohibit guests from carrying firearms, even if they have no idea how to safely handle the gun.
That's a stray bullet that could possibly go into somebody else's room.
Unbelievable.
Know?
Yeah, luckily it only went to this guy's junk and not anywhere else. But how many stories have we done like this, Hunter, where it's someone shoots himself in the leg, in the arm, in the crotch?
Treat that thing with respect. For God, how many times have we got to tell you?
Nah, I'm gonna put on these loose fitting sweatpants and just let my gun hang out in the waistband.
Go for a jog.
Yeah,
right, with the safety off.
No, it's fine. It's good. I tied the drawstring around the trigger, so it's fine. So it'll stay in place.
How about this? Your waistband is not a holder for a gun. Period. Should not go there.
Hey, it holds my pants up. Surely it can hold a gun up. Come on.
With the safety off.
Hey, just to be safe, I'll point it at the meaty part of my thigh, all right? Just in case it goes off. Don't worry.
Some people.
I shot myself in the penis. Like, you don't want to have to say that ever. Ever.
Here's the thing. You don't, like, walk around loosely with a grenade. You don't treat a grenade that way. Why? Because that thing could just blow you to pieces. Same thing with a gun, guys.
Nah, it'll be fine. It's in my waistband.
Hold it by the pin. That's what you should do.
I'm gonna take a quote out of your book. That thing probably looked like a over-microwaved hot dog at the end of it. Ow! I shot myself in the penis. Yeah, well.
Blew the tip right off.
Good thing you won't be able to reproduce now there, buddy boy, because we don't need any more of you walking around. All right, and there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Dear God, we'll be back.